Listen, what can you say about that one then? 2-1 up and then that happens. You can't make it up, can you?
The last two games have been unbelievable. Nothing short of unbelievable. And the only way to explain it is you need to have been there to see it. And again tonight, it's absolutely poured down. And in fairness, on a game point of view, it was quite a good game. Very end-to-end, like a lot of surface water. And then just to top it all, the lights went.
Yeah. As you say, it was postponed in the Redenshaw Cup back in October. Between these two sides, it's history repeating itself again, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Like I said, disappointing because we're 2-1 up and then obviously the game go, the lights go out. But at the moment, that's the way it's going for us.
Frustrating because you got off to a great start and you were trying to play some good football despite the conditions, weren't you?
Yeah, I was really impressed. You know, Ashley Wells was unlucky to get left out tonight. But I wanted to play attacking football and, you know, I've gone with two out-and-out wingers and just thought by putting Scott back to left-back, it would feed my wingers and I thought it worked well, to be fair.
What's the feeling like now in the dressing room after that?
Good atmosphere in the within the lads at the moment. Yeah, really pleased with the way the atmosphere is. Lads are just taking it on the chin, to be fair.
How frustrating is it, though, that you have to kind of come back here again, perhaps in a month or two?
Yeah, very frustrating, especially when you're winning. But, you know, like I said, you take it on the chin and we'll go again for Saturday.
Talking of Saturday, Stourbridge, it's another tough game, that one.
Yeah, massive game, you know, and we need to compete against them. We didn't compete up there and we rolled over, which was very disappointing, obviously. And it was one of Brendan's last games in charge. But we'll move on Saturday. You know, I want to work on some things on Thursday, which we've spoke about our pattern and maybe our shape and formation. And like I said, we'll go work on things on Thursday and then go into the game hopefully ready on Saturday. And it's obviously a big game after, which what would have been four tough away games.